Sunday shirt, pay hey.
Sunday Gemara, Gemara about the Braise, Echot Rochuf Chamoyu Ve Echot Tofus Be Moisiro. Ze Kono Chamoyu Ve Ze Kono Moisiro. And the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that the Rochuf is Koine De Chamoyu Shma Min A Rochuf Koni. And on that the Gemara answered, Ochenami Bemanik Beraglo. The Mele, it's not a raya that Rochuf is Koine. Here it's a Meshiche, well, he's manik beraglo. And then that the Gemara asked the Kashe, Iyochi nikmena miroichev b'moisiro. So lefi teisves, the Gemara's Kashe is, that while it's manik beraglo, it's a maise Meshiche. So while it's a maise Meshiche, let him to be koine de moisiro with Meshiche. But this is Tesis, the Gemara is Kasha Lefi Tesis. And for the Gemara, Einachanami, Ze Kono Chamoy Vechatzi Moisiro, Veze Kono Chatzi Moisiro. Avada is doing a Meshiche, but the other guy is doing a Akboy. So it's Chatzi Chatzi. Frag the Gemara, Bishlei Merochuv Koni, the Komak Balei Bendas, Elotofus Be Moisiro, Be Mai Koni. The Roichev is koine because the other person is helping him. Elotof is b'moisiro, the Roichev is not helping him. Eime ze kono chamo v'kulo moisiro, v'ze kof ma shetofus b'yodoy. And the Gemara asked the Kashe, hi mai, in the Nabiyam atzir chavoy kono chavoy, ha-melech li komag b'le adayit v'chavrei, ha-adayit y'didei komag b'le, iu lo koni l'achin amak, ma ravashi ze kono chamo v'beis pagio, v'ze kono ma shetofus b'ba v'ashar, v'ze kono l'ize v'lize. And we shtelled last week, and I want to be Maimi the Kasha. We'll see, this is the chelik of the Sukhi. The Gemara asked the Kasha, let the Roichev to be koine de Moisiro be Meshiche. This is the Gemara's Kasha. Let the Roichev to be koine de Moisiro be Meshiche. Zog the Gemara, Einachanami, he could be koine. He will be koine chetzi, and the magbia will be koine chetzi. Right? So the Gemara, Roichev v'skoni, the komag balei bendas. The other guy is helping him. Elo magbia b'mai koni. He can be koine. And here, we'll start to speak lefi teisves. The Roichev is doing a meshicha and the whole moisiro. Freg the Gemara, let the Roichev to be koine de Moisiro. The Gemara, yeah, he could be koine. The other guy is also koine achetzi, he's magbia. Zog the Gemara, bishlei me Roichev kokoni, de komag balei bendas. We ask, why you need the komag balei bendas? The Roichev is koine, because he's doing Meshich. The Roichev is koine, because he's doing Meshich. So, if the Roichev is koine because he's doing Meshiche, why he needs the Komag Balei Bendas? He's doing a proper Meshiche. Roichev koni is doing a Meshiche. If the Roichev is doing a Meshiche, let him to be koine. Why the Gemara says that the Roichev is koni, the Komag Balei Bendas? Firashi, Roichev is no Meshiche here. You need only the Agboy of the other person. It was a whole different shtick. But if it says the Gemara's kasha is that the Roichev will be koine, how the Roichev will be koine, while he's doing a maise meshiche, the Gemara wants that the Roichev will be koine. Say that. He's moving the whole thing. He says, chutz what is inside the other person's hands, but not that we say command the pasuk. So the Gemara wants that the roichev will be koine. Zog the Gemara, the roichev is koine. Why? The komag balei bendas. Why you need the chelek, the komag balei bendas? The roichev made a meshicha. If the roichev made a fully meshicha, why you need the chelek to say, the komag balei bendas? So we answered from the Teisus HaRosh. That Shita HaRosh and Teisus HaRosh. You write that the roichev is doing a fully meshicha. But while the other person is doing another kinyan, he shters him. The magbia shters the roichev. So you write, the Gemara's kasha was that the roichev will be koine b'mesire. But the magbia kinyan o'echod mevatel kinyan chaveiroi. Not even two roichevim, even one roichev and one magbia, the magbia shters the roichev. And b'meile zog the Gemara, so how the roichev is koine b'meshiche? The komag balei bendas. The other person is doing the agboe, is doing the agboe also for him. He's doing a achnosa l'reshus also for him. So while he's doing a agboe also for him, a achnosa l'reshus also for him, so the mele he doesn't shtar him. Right? This is the way to learn the Gemara lefi the Teisus HaRosh. Bishlei meroichev koni, the komag balei bendas. Elotofus b'moiseiro b'maikoni. Ah, he did agboe. So what is the problem? What is the most kasha? Bishnei meroichev is koine dekomag balei bendas. I'm doing a meshiche, and you're not staring me because you're doing it for me. Elobagbia b'maikoni. What is the kasha? What do you mean? He made agboe. Why he will not be koine? So we said, we could have answered that it's munach al gabi chamor. When we saw Antei Sarosh, that that's not a svar. So why we said the magbia is not koine? Zog the Antei Sarosh, because who is stirring him? Who is stirring the magbia? The roichev. Lo yasi. The magbia, the roichev stirs him. So here we ask the kasha. The roichev is doing a fully meshiche. Maskim. The magbia is doing a fully agboe. Chamor is not called munach. Zog the Gemara, bishlei meroichev could be koine. Why? The komag balei bendas. The guy is not shtem because he will do it for me. Elo magbia b'maikoni. Ma baya? He's doing agboe. The teretz is zog the Teisus HaRosh. But the roichev shters his kinyan. This is the words of the Teis HaRosh. The roichev shters his kinyan. Well, this is ours. Zog the Teis HaRosh. Elotofus b'meisiro b'maikoni. Aval big sheikbi haroisha acher. Harochuv mevatel kinyonoi. This is the line of the sugya. Hey, this is the line of the sugya. The roichev is koine de komag balei bendas. We said the roichev is doing a fully meshicha. Asking man, he's doing a fully meshicha. But why he needs komag balei bendas? Because kinyan echod mevatel kinyan chaveiroi. So he needs that the magbia will do it for him as well. Because if he's not doing it for him, he shters. Elo magbia b'maikoni. What is the kasha? So what is the kasha? Magbia b'maikoni. What is the kasha? How the magbia be koine? How the magbia be koine? Ma baya, he made a kinyan. We said the chamor is not kol munach. What is the answer to this? Hushtarzim. Hushtarzim. The Reuchiv. Let the Reuchiv to try to help him. Why, when the Reuchiv does the Meshicha and the Magbia is Magbia, we say he's helping me. Beetzim he has to shter, but he's helping me. So why the Reuchiv is not helping the Magbia? This is the Kasha of the Sugi. This is the Kasha of the Sugi. We were the Miyasid, this was the Avodah of Yom Chamishi from Teisarosh and Davches, that this is the way that Teisarosh is learning the Sugi. The Reuchiv is doing a fully Meshicha. The whole thing is a Meshicha from the Reuchiv. As a fully Meshicha from the Reuchiv. No verse. Even as a full Meshicha from the Reuchiv, but the Magbia really, in potential, is disturbing him. But Val, the Komagba Leben Das. So he gets it. Elo zog de gmor de magbia be my koni. Sayn de tsar rosh mo tsay tsbuna khala khamoy. Sayn so then we'll deal with that. Et kash is on, but he didn't say that. He says why the magbia is not koine? Aval bi she gbia rosh acher, ha rokhuv mevat el kinyon, mishtenish. So let the roich have to try to help him. Why when the roich have is koine, the gmor says it works out. Either Magbia is Mevatel Kinyonoi, he's Magbia to help him, but Mele he's not Mevatel Kinyonoi. So why the Magbia, Suli, why the Magbia, the Reuchiv is Mevatel Kinyonoi? What is the difference? This is the Koishi of the Suge. Again, Lefide Rashi were learning 2 days ago, it's Agboy, there's no Maise Meshicha here, but Mele, Tzmuna Halgabi Karka, Adatayr. But Lefide Teisarosh, the Reuchiv is a regular Moshech, and it's a fully Meshicha. And Be'etzim, he has to be going to the whole thing. No, boss. The other guy shters. But the other guy is Magbiya Metzia Lechaveiroi, so he doesn't shter. So the Gemara, but the other guy, how is going there? I'm shtering him. And the Gemara doesn't answer, but I will do it for him. Then the Gemara says, "Well, I'm not doing it for him, so b'meile he can be koine, so b'meile he will not want to help me, so b'meile I will not be koine." This is the whole hamshach of the Gemara. But the source of the shmeis, this is the kasha, as in Shiur Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, Reb Leibzor Chaim Godel. Roich bishlei me roich evkoni de komag bele. Why need a magbel ben das? He's making a meshicha. Fitay zarosh the Gemara's kasha is yoche roich evnikmi. How does he say mitzad meshicha? So I'm moving the whole thing. Why I need the other guy to help me? So that they sarosh the yisoid. And when another person does a kinyan, he shters. So mele, why the roichev is koine? The komag bele bendas, he's trying to do it for me. But mele, he doesn't shter. So the roichev is koine, why? Be'etzem, he's doing a meshicha. I, the other guy, is shtering him because he's doing a kinyan. And that is, he's trying to help me. So okay, so the roichev gets a half. But the other guy is only more, he can't get. Why he can't get? He did agbor. Now the Gemara doesn't answer because it's an achamor. She answers why he's not koine. For the Tesarosh, why he's not koine? And on top is when we see Rabbi Mai Koni, one line. Aval pi sheikbi aroisho acher. Okay, he could have said munach al gabei chamor, but he didn't say it. Harochuv mevatel kinyon. So let the roichuv to try to help. What is the answer? This is the koishi of the sugya. This is the koishi of the sugya. This is the koishi of the sugya. As Rav Shmuel Rozovsky bleibt tzarichim. So I want to say, it's too easy drachim to answer the shaila. Maybe later we'll say another tale. But first, too easy drachim. The roichev is doing a meshicha and the whole thing. He's koine. Who is staring him? The magbia. Why the magbia is staring him? If he takes a rosh, because when another guy makes a kinyan, he stares. So the gemara, if he's helping it, he will do it for me. He will not stare. So the roichev is good. Zog the Gemara, but the Magbia is not good because I'm staring. Why I'm staring? Why I'm staring him? I'm doing the Rechiva for him. The Teretz is one word. What shters him by the Reuchiv? What chelik? Shtezel. Pashtas, that the Reuchev was doing a Meshicha. Yeah, not Chamor, right? Not Chamor. So what is Shter again? What? The Meshicha of the Reuchev. I want to tell you, no, not the Meshicha of the Reuchev. I'll say it easy and then I'll explain it. The base Pagio of the Reuchev. Not the whole Meshicha. The part that the Reuchev is going to Mitzat Tachshit, only that part shters. Not the whole Meshicha shters. Because the Meshicha cannot shter. Why? Why it can't shter? Because you could do it for me. The base Pagio shters. Not the Meshicha shters. The Meshicha is happy to help me. Yeah, he is happy to help me with the Meshicha. What shters? The base Pagio shters. And I will explain why the base Pagio shters. The Meshicha I do for you. Why? Because if I don't do for you, you don't do for me, so I can't be kodesh. I need you. We're doing a kinyonim. We're staring each other. I need you. You need me. We do for each other, right? The base pagio, even if you're not doing for me, even if you try to be magbia, the base pagio, I'm going to myself or not? Stated in Rav Ashi that I'm going to the base pagio. So what I don't need you to help me, I never do for you. So b'meile, the base pagio I never did for you. So val the base pagio I never did for you, b'meile it shters you like boy. The Meshicha, I can't be koine because you're stirring me with Akbar. So I need you and you need me. I mean, these people don't know. They don't. These people just do it in yoni. So under the Nemuchach, I need you, you need me. For the base Pagia, you don't need me. V'horai le'maskono, ze kono mashetachas yodoi, v'ze kono base Pagia. So if you don't need me for the base Pagia, you don't do it for me. So b'mele, I'm not doing the base Pagia for you. So b'meile, my base pagia shters you ganze agboy. You're right that because you ganze agboy will be shtered, my whole meshicha will go off, and I will only be going to base pagia. We said that is not a cheshbon. What? The gemara is mechale. No, that seder. But that chelik, we see the whole time that was pushed to the gemara. Why Rav Ashi had to say Beis Pagio? Let him answer that he's not koine. Why Rav Ashi had to add it in the maskone? He was not asking machmas that. That was poshut that yes. That was not the discussion of the sugya. And that's right in Nusach. Val de Beis Pagio his koine chutz from Meshicha his koine because it's bottled to the Beheime, he can't be miyachasit to someone else. Like we said, that's Tzvorek. I could miyachas a maisa to someone else. This is midin tofel to my chamoy. So first, shlav aleph. Lefi the way we learn in the Teisarosh, the Gemara asked the Kashe. It's about this mefurish in the Gemara, the steir lefi Teisarosh. Reuchev is doing a Meshicha, let him to buy the Moisiro. Why is not going to the Moisiro? Zog the Gemara, be'etzem he could be koine. He's doing a Meshicha. No boss. The other guy stares him. Okay, so we do chatzi. Zog the Gemara, bishlemi roichiv could be koine. I, the other guy stares him. Aber we'll do chatzi. Aber the other guy cannot be koine. Because I'm staring him. The male zog the Gemara, while the other guy is not koine. The male, he's not helping me. The male, the roichiv is not koine. We asked the Kasha why the Gemara wanted that the Reuchev was koine and the other guy could help me. Now I knew he would magbia for me and b'mele he would not stir me. And why the magbia? Why the magbia cannot koine al yedei that the Reuchev will help him? And we answered the Beis Pagia shtes. Now, first Reb Nochem bought a raya that the Beis Pagia shters. Listen to a beautiful raya from Reb Nochem. Maskonas HaGemor, excuse me, Maskonas HaGemor lefi Rav Ashi. Ze kono Beis Pagia, ve ze kono כמו שאני נגמור. זה קרונו בייס פגיו, וזה קרונו מהשטח הסיודי. So the roichev gets the base pagio, the magbia gets mashetach asiyodo. I'm asking you a shayla. Why the magbia doesn't get the whole talis? Ah, the maskona, why doesn't get the whole talis, the magbia? Think good before you answer. The maskona Rav Ashi says, ze kono base pagio, veze kono mashetach asiyodo. I'm asking you now, why not to give the magbia the whole talis chutz in the base pagil? Think good. Answer. What? Yaakov, what is the answer? Why? Well, why is no agbor? Well, one second. I want to know. Why is no agbor? Chamoir is not called agbor. Why the magbia is not koine? What disturbs it? One second. We don't want to answer base pagil. What disturbs it? What chamoir? Again, without bispagia, what disturbs it? Because agboy, we said lefilatei sarosh, it's called the fully agboy. Munach al hachamor is not called not agboy. That we're mechia. So why is not koine? What are you talking about? The meshicha from the other guy stirs. One second. Lefilatei tzadav the gemara of meshich beheimo v'knikelim shaleo lo ikoni. Like this we pass in halacha. So it's not called meshicha. So what stirs? Lemaskone, watch this. Lemaskone, watch this. He's doing a fully agboy. Watch this. Watch this. As no meshicha, lefidatei sarosh, the magbia is doing a full agboy. The chamoir is not called munach al gabei karka. So ze kono beis pagio, ze kono mashetach asiyodo. Why is that going in the whole thing? What? I mean, shalom aleichem. We're learning before we say chidushim that watch stairs, the meshiche azizok derosh. He asked the kashe, why the magbia is not koine? He didn't say because it's chamoir. Said the rochuv stairs. We understood that the meshiche stairs. We asked the kashe, why it stares? Do it for the other person. We answered, you can do the Meshicha for the other person. The Beis Pagia he can't do. Or he doesn't want to do, or he can't do. We're proving that the Beis Pagia could stare. Are is a tzad in the Gemore that Meshach Be'ema v'knikelim she'oleo lo ikono. Lefi the tzad in Meshach Be'ema v'knikelim she'oleo lo ikono. So the Roichev is not moving the Mesiro. So why the Magbia is not going there? You're right. The whole sugya was the fitted tzad of Meshach Be'ema v'knikelim she'oleo kon. But we have a tzad in it that Meshach Be'ema v'knikelim she'oleo lo kon. So he's not doing Meshicha and the Meisiro. If he's not doing Meshicha and the Meisiro, so why is he staring the Magbia? We don't have a kasha, it's not an Agboy, it's a Dechamoy. But the Rosh learned that the Agboy is a good Agboy. Watch tells in the Reichiv. But on the tzad of the Reichiv is not a Moshach. So we have an often a gemara that the beis pagia shtes, and that has to stay. Ari, it's not muchach that we hold Meshach Be'ema v'knikelim she'oleo kono. Ari, it's a tzad shelo kono. The teretz is that what shtes, the beis pagia shtes, the beis pagia shtes. That is the chelik that shtes. That is the chelik that shtetz. The base pagir is the chelik that shtetz. So this is one avone b'das ha-teisis ha-rosh. So it comes out that be'etzem the roichev is doing a fully meshicha. The magbia is doing a fully agboy. Not like Rashi. No, the teisis ha-rosh said it afches mi'ach sug yemuchach שקניין או אחד מבטל קניין חברו. And I've then given the tzur to the Gemara, let the roichev to be koine. I, magbale ben das, and those guys will help him, and they will go half that. Zog the Gemara, yeah. But the roichev is stirring the magbia, and while the roichev is stirring the magbia, the Magbiya cannot be koinet. If he can't be koinet, it's not Magbiya, the Reuchev is not koinet. And we ask, why the Reuchev is stirring the Magbiya? Let him to do the Rechive for the Magbiya. Let him to do the Rechive for the Magbiya. And on that, the answer is, the Beis Pagia he can't do for him. He doesn't want to do for him. He can't do it for him. The minute the Reuchev stirs the Magbiya, but the Magbiya will not stir the Reuchev. The Mora says, Valdik Magbiya is not koine, the minute he doesn't have a das to be makne. And this is the pshat. Zog the world, we have a pshat in Rambam. The Rambam in Perik Yudzayin Migzele Ve'aveide, look inside. Perik Yudzayin Migzele Ve'aveide. Aloch Zayin. Hoyo Echod Roichev. It's Mamash like Mamash. Gizok Tzach in the Rambam. Hoyo Echod Roichev Ve'echod Roichez Be'moisiro. HaRoichev Kono Abeimo. והמויסירו שעל לחי הבהימו בלבד, מסקנת הגמרא, וזה שאויחס המויסירו, קונה ממנו מה שאויחס ביודע. והשאר, המויסירו, לא יקונו אחד מהם. This is מסקנת רב אשי, הרויחב is קונה את המויסירו, only based פגיעו. The אויחס is only קונה מה שתחס יודע. והשאר לא יקונו לא יזה ולא יזה והשאר לא יקונו לא יזה ולא יזה בסדר מסקון אלי גרבאשי הרויכב קונו וחמויר and the base פגיעו ומחזיק ומסירו את קונו מה שתחס יודוי והשאר לא יקונו לא יזה ולא יזה till here it's clear. Now look at Aloch Evov. Look at Aloch Evov. Behemes metzio shekodam echod ve'ochas b'moisiro loikono ad sheim sheichu yanik. Aval kono ha'moisiro levad. Why? What is the difference Aloch Evov and Aloch Ezayin? In Aloch Ezayin, the roichev is koine the beis pagio. The rest is not koine. But the oiches, how much the oiches gets? Sure, how much the oiches gets? In Aloch Ezayin? What? Only Mashi Biyodri. Why in Aloch Evov he's koine de Moisero? Pashtelish. Aloch Ezayin, the Oichez of Moisero is only koine Mashi Tachas Yodri. And the Roichev only holds based Pagia. The rest is not koine. Comes to Aloch Evov, there's no Roichev, there's Metzire. Zog the Rambam, the Oichez of Moisero is koine the ganze Moisero. So look in the Agoyes Momoini Yosoisei. He says, no. The Aloch Evov also doesn't mean that he's koine the whole thing. He's only koine Mashi Tachas Yodoy. As he says, the Agoyes Momoini Yosoisei. Mashi Tofus Beyodoy. And as he says, the Shach. But the Sma says, Loshon HaRambam is Mashma, Kono HaMoisiro Levado. Mashma, he's koine the whole Moisiro. So why in Aloch Ezayin Hoyo Echad Rochu Ve'echad Oiches Meisira Rochu Kono Beis Pagio Ve'oiches Kono Mashe Tachas Yodoy and in Aloch Evov the Rambam gives the Oiches HaMoiseiro the Gantz HaMoiseiro Zog Rav Nochem Zog Develt is Poshe this is the answer the Rambam was going like Teisus HaRosh Be'etzem the Oiches HaMoiseiro is doing a fully Agboe Munach al hachamoyer is not called Munach. Munach al hachamoyer is not called Munach. He's doing a fully agboe. So why the oiches amosiro is only koine mashetachas yodoy? And he's doing a fully agboe. Who is staring him? What? Who is staring Aloch Ezayin, the Oichez HaMoisiro? The Roichev with the base Pagio. But in Aloch Evov there is no base Pagio, so he's going to the whole Moisiro. Here is the Teisa Rosh. The Oichez HaMoisiro is called the full Agboe. He's doing a ganzen meisa agboe. Was stört? What was disturbing him? The roichev. What? We spoke already yesterday why chamoir is different. We have to know. It's called the meisa agboe. The chereshet v'kol not trying to take it to themselves. Chamoir is called the meisa agboe. This is the yisrael of teisarosh. Teisa Rosh said that Munach al HaChamoyr is called the Akboah. So why the Oiches is not Koine? Zogne Teisa Rosh, She'aroichev mevatel kinyonoi. Zogne Bnochem, so what was that? If the vote is She'aroichev mevatel kinyonoi, Ober, in Aloch Evov, there is no Roichev mevatel kinyonoi, so he's Koine, the Gans is up. So here we have the Teisarosh and Aloch Lemaise. So again, we're learning this sugya. I'm going now for the first derech in Teisarosh that the Gemara asked Roichev Likne is doing a fully Maise Meshicha. Why you have to come to Magbele Ben Das? Because the guy is staring him. Be'etzim. Why is staring? Tukin Yonim Shter. Aber fakat, if he's doing it for me, so it works. So the Gemara, but the Magbia is not going there. Because I'm staring him. I am doing it for him. We answer the base pagia. But without that, he's not staring him. Without that, he's not staring him. The base pagia stares him. B'meile, b'metzia. That is no roichev. The bala moisiro is koinen. It's a fully agboy. This is the glut. Rav Nochem said, it's meduik in the Gemara. Toshma, echod rochuv chamoir ve'echod tofus meisiro. Ze kono chamoir ve'ze kono meisiro, shma mino rochuv koni. Ochenami b'mani b'raglo. Iochi. Frank Rav Nochem, if I would be the Bala Gemara, I would ask the first question. Toshma, ze echod rochuv chamoir ve'echod tofus meisiro, ze kono chamoir ve'ze kono meisiro, shma mino rochuv koni. Ochenami b'mani b'raglo. Now I have a kasha. Moisiro b'maykoni. Why not asking a kasha? How is koine? It's munach al hachamoyer. Why the Gemara doesn't start with a question? Echad roicha b'chamoyer ve'echad roichas b'mesiro. Ze kono chamoyer ve'ze kono moisiro. I'm asking you, Eli, b'maykoni. How the bala mesiro is koine? What? What meshicha? Bala mesiro is not moving. What? What is the, why the Gemara didn't stell me? Why the Gemara didn't stell as a kasha? Echod rochuv chamoyer ve'echod tofus meisiro. Ze kono chamoyer ve'ze kono meisiro. B'may kono? What you would answer? How is kono meisiro? What? It's munach al chamoyer. Why the Gemara didn't ask a kasha? Why the Gemara? The Gemara asked the kasha. Let the roichuv to be kono meisiro. So Moya, he could. So the more say this, the roichev is koine, but how the bala mesira is koine? Because this guy is staring him. But before we knew that the roichev is koine, and we never had a tzad that the roichev is koine, we never would ask the kasha how the bala mesira will be koine. There's no one to stare him. Lechore, if we learn the loike teisa sarosh, so it's not a gboi. It's not a boy, right? So the Gemara really had to ask the kasha. Echod rochuv chamoyer ve'echod tofus b'meisiro. Ze kono chamoyer ve'ze kono meisiro. Ask the kasha. How is koine? Where is the boy? How is koine? Shnei l'kasha. The Teretz says, if the other guy can't be koine, if he's not manik beraglo, if he's not called a meshiche, I'm for sure koine. Only if someone stares me, I'm not koine. So first the Gemara asks the kasha, let the roichev to be koine. After the roichev is koine, for the Gemara, how the bala mesira is koine? Nochem, das given the mocker from Rambam, that lo yitzir is no roichev that stares, and for the bala mesira is koine. So again, if we're mesakim, because I want to go to the next step, to say a big chiddush. We have how Reb Shmuel Rozovsky went, that we stay with the kasha. Two kinyonim shter each other. Beitzim, the roichev and the tofus and mesira shter each other. Fraid the Gemara, but the roichev could be koine because the magbia will have a das also for him, and maybe he will not shter. But the magbia is not koine because the roichev can't help him. And the shayla, why not? the Magbia Bekoine half, and the Reichel will do it also for him, but may that will work. So what is the difference? Sorry, Chiyuv. We answer, the Shtar is the base Pagia. And the base Pagia, so the Magbia is making Agboya could help from me. Mashenken, the Reichel has a problem that he's going to the base Pagia. The base Pagia, he can't relate to as a person, or he doesn't want to relate it, because there's no Umdenem, because he's anyway Koine. But Mele, the base Pagia, starts. This is the source of the Shmais. This is the two ways that the Welt learns. There's one more veg that I want you to know. And it's a very, very, very wichtige veg. I think Belomdes is the most normal veg to learn. We said, who shters the Reichev? The Magbia. Why the Magbia shters him? Because he's doing Agboy. Who shters the Magbia? The Reichev. Why the Reichev shters him? Because he's doing a Kinyan. So what we say, you know why he's not sharing him? Because he's doing it for him. Right? Tchila sa gemor. Bishlei me roichev koni, de komag balei ben das. The other guy will do it for him. I want to ask you a shayla belomdes if you think that it makes sense. I'm roichev, chayla be meshicha, the other guy shares it because he's doing achnos le rishusu. Tells it, but he's also doing it for me. Who said it could help? Who said that it could help? When two people are doing Agboy, so he shtares, but he's doing it to me. So together we did Agboy. Now what exactly we did together? You did Reichev, I did Manik, so what we did? The Magbia shtares the Reichev shtares the Magbia, they can't help each other. So, Nire Loimar Svore Chadosho, that the Fidut Eisarosh, that they shtare each other the Kinyonim, you can help your friend if it's a different kinyan. Dehainu, if you do Agboy and he does Meshicha, you do Meshicha and he does Agboy, they shterzach each other and they cannot help each other. Ah, you ask me the Gemara steht nicht da sei. What is that? No, trach gut. Again, I'm saying first that you're so in Belomis that I think that it's Emes. I think that it's Emes. Kinyonim shter each other. I do Agboy, you do Meshicha, shters each other. What do you mean you're helping me? How you can help me? I'm doing Meshicha, you're doing Agboy. You're doing it also for me. What do you mean you're doing it also for me? It's a different Kinyon that shters. You can't do it also for me. Only in Agboy you could do it also to me. So when the Gemara started, she says, "Bishlei me roichev koni de komag balei ben das." He's helping me. The Gemara really could have said, "It's not true; he can't help." But the Gemara said, "You know what? Lama Zogon is helping. Lama Zogon is helping. Elo koni b'moisiro b'may koni. Arei, I'm doing a different kinyan. How I could help him?" So Ba'atzim, the Gemara from the beginning could have said that the Reichev cannot be koine because the other guy shtares him. You see the Teisarosh inside, it looks like this is what he said. Look at Teisarosh inside. Yeah, at the back of the Gemara, I think. So open the Teisarosh. So, you know, it's Vahadar Gemara's habit. I think one line in Teisarosh, it's Vahadar they have it. One line that the Sarosh says the whole thing. Dibur amaschil elotofus b'moisiro b'may koni. The Sarosh. Sala, you have the Sarosh? Look, Sala, you have the Sarosh? Hello, Topus be my siro be my cone. Afal gab shig be a roisha echot, ha rochuv me vatel kinyon. You see, look at that. הרוחב מבטל קניון. One more line. ומעיקור נמי כי פורך נקנה רויכב במויסירו, הווה מוציא לתירוצוי, חברוי מבטל קניונוי. This one is ain't a chenami. They're mevatel kinyana and they cannot help each other. And then this one is saying, ain't a chenami. They want to help each other. You can't help each other. And this is what we asked him the whole time. What do you mean mevatel kinyana? Oh, we said that I'm doing it for the other person. These are the kashas. Shmuel Blatt Tzorchion. We said beis pagio. The Teretz says the other kinyan is mevatel kinyana. He's doing it for me, he can't help me. By two different kinyonim, he cannot help me. So we'll have three drochim, the Tefillat Teis HaRosh. That the Gemara has the kasha, Roichev Koini, it's a fully Meshiche. The Magbiya has a fully Agboe. Zog the Gemara, so why the Roichev is not Koine? So the more bad he could be going, the other guy could help him. Just while the other guy in the end is not going, so maybe he's not helping him. But bad he could be going because the other guy helps him. So we ask the Kasha, so why the Magbiya is not going? Let the Roichev to be helping. So Rav Shmuel Tzorich here. We said, no, the Roichev, the Magbiya could help him. But the Magbiya, the Roichev can't help him because he's Tutsach with the Beis Pagio, that the Roichev can't help him. And now we say, Tisa Rosh answers, no. They cannot help each other, they disturb. Why when two people make an Agboy they help each other? Because we look at it like one Agboy. But in two separate Kinyonim, they just stare each other. They just stare each other. What? So this is what the Sarosh is asking. You're asking me why the Roichev is not disturbed? He is disturbed from the Magbiya. The question is that we're asking the whole time, why the Roichev is not disturbed from the Magbiya? The Teretz says, the Gemara could have answered it. She didn't answer it at the beginning. But at the end of the day, as even the Roichev stirs the Magbiya stirs the Roichev. No. I'm going out with the Sarosh, not the Sarosh. Sarosh is under. The Sarosh is under revolt. Not when what kinyan is better. The same kinyan in Alamo. The Sarosh, we said, kinyan echot shtares the other kinyan. Not only in Agboy, even in Shtei Meshichas. The suffix for the Ktsois. Now we said, not only Shtei Meshichas, Roichev and Moshech. Two different kinyanim shtar each other, if it's the Rosh. And now he's saying, but the Rosh says to help each other, they can help each other. Well, Mamshich, two more lines in the Gemara. And here it's very shvah. Rabba Vohu Amar Le'olam Kedektoni, that who is koine the whole thing? The Bala Moisiro. Zizok Rashi. Zekono Chamoy Vezekono HaMoisiro Afilu Beis Pagio Shol Chamoy Hoil V'yochol V'nasko V'Lavi Ha'etzlo. So Anuzach Vali could pull it, he gets it. Chidush Gomu Vali could pull it, he gets it. Choyim say, the base pagio. It's not even a tachshit. Well, the other guy could pull it, he gets it. Well, what about Bobi Dusari? Did he say, Baruch Itali Shimuna Chetzi al Gabi Karka, Vechetzi al Gabi Amut, Baruch Vigbi Chetzi al Gabi Karka, Baruch Vigbi Chetzi al Gabi Amut, Chenami de Kame Koni, Basra Loi Koni, Hoyim Yoko Nas Glavi Esloi, Elo de Rabavo Bidusari. What is Rabavo's talents? Okay, he's Bidusa, it's a mistake. Yep, so ganz arichus. It's a mistake. It's not kinyan of Yochel and Asko. Naya chidushim. But come, we'll try to learn what was the havamid for Rabbi Vol. That Vala could pull it. It's a kinyan. Veishvel. It's a new havamid. It's a new kinyan. I could pull it. Lefidat Eis HaRosh and the Rosh. It's givaldik. Be'etzem, I did a fully Agboy. The other guy stares. Well, I could kick him away, so I'm strong. So l'chur, this gemore is mamish a raya to learn like this is a rosh. Again, l'fi Rashi, he doesn't have a kinyan because it's under chamoy. So we have a new kind of kinyan that is called yochel lenasko. But a new kind of kinyan that is called Yochel Anaska. It's a chidush. As a new kinyan that is called Yochel Anaska. You have to understand it. What is this kinyan? He didn't do Akbar. Yochel Anaska. Say it. Shmai to the Yashar. But if it is a rosh, the Gemara is givaldi. Be'etzem, I'm doing a fully Akbar. You're a shter. No, you're in my way. You're in my way. You're a shter. While I could move you away, you're not a shter. While you could move me away, you're not a shter. No, he did Akbar. No. Be'etzem lefilatei sarosh, we explain from the Rambam and the Metzia, the Magbia is doing everything. What is the problem? The Reuchav shters. Well, I could kick him away, he doesn't shter.
Kick him away with my kinyan.
I'm doing a kinyan anyways. I'm doing a kinyan. What? How is shtering me? Because he's doing a kinyan. Well, I could move him away, he doesn't shter me. Again. Pasha is a Yochel Anasko. I need to make a kinyan. As a chiddush of the Gemara, there is a musig of Yochel Anasko. As a chiddush of the Gemara, the sugya that is called Yochel Anasko. Shein a chiddush of Yochel Anasko. Yochel Anasko. Aber nefil et eis arosh. That be'etzem I did a fully kinyan. The only chisoron is that the other guy is staring me. It's very good. I could move him away. He can't stare. What is the baya? So what is the answer to the Gemara? But when it's on al amud, Yochel Anaska doesn't help. Very good. When it's on al amud, I never made a akboy. Yochel Anaska is nothing. What is the tzushtam? So again, the firashi, we don't understand the havamina. What does that have mean? If I didn't make a kinyan, mechatesi yochel anasko would be considered a kinyan. Mechatesi yochel anasko would be considered a kinyan. How yochel anasko could be considered a kinyan? How yochel anasko could be considered a kinyan? The Gemara says it can't. The Sibis is busy so long to say that you can. Just say, if something is on the amud, you can't. It's a ganz arichas. If something is on the amud and one guy holds it, the other guy holds it. Yeah, if I did it in the sivis, what is this arichas? But we come looking, the answer is you had it wrong. No, it's a shver av, I mean. Rebbeau tries. Rebbeau wanted to say a mahalach. Okay, could be lenasko. For sure, this person holds a chavitz on the floor. Yochel la'agbiya, for sure, is not called a kinyan. Yochel la'agbiya, for sure, is not called a kinyan. Yochel Anaska is a little bit lighter. Yochel Anaska is maybe it's a little bit lighter. The Yochel Anaska. The Gemara said, no, no, no. Yochel Anaska doesn't help. But if it is a rosh, zog the world. If it is a rosh, forget. Everyone is doing a full kinyan. Everyone is doing a full kinyan. No, boss. The other guy is stares. The other guy stares. So the Gemara, Val Yochel Anaska, the Mele, he doesn't stare. Val Yochel Anaska, he doesn't stare. So the Lomdis is very good. Why the Yochel Anaska makes it that he can't stare? They have a minute, they have a minute. Rebbe Vo wanted to say that the fact that I could do a Yochel Anasko will make it that it doesn't stir, that is very gishmak. But the shayla is, what is the answer? Zog the Gemara, it's Bedusa, it's not emes. Why it's not emes? Because if something is on a mood, and one guy picks it up, and then the other guy picks it up, what, the first guy bought it because Yochel Anasko? For sure. The first guy cannot buy it. Why the first guy cannot buy it? Vile is alamud. It's not called the Maisak boy. It's not called the Maisak boy. So Yochanan Nasku is not called a Maisa. So what is the Raya Legabi Arsugya? So the Shaila is, Lefirashi the Havamina, no. As I'm saying, Lefirashi the Havamina, as the Gemara has such a Havamina. But on Tesarosh and Chuas, it's Sorochion Le Maisa. Rabbi Vohu wants to be Mechadish that is a Musik of Yochanan Nasku. On the Mechadish the Kasha. Last time I asked you that I could understand the Havamina Lefi Tesarosh. The Val Be'etzim, everyone is doing a Maisa Kinya. So the Svara that the other guy could share. Biyochel and Nasko, there's no svar. There's no chisol. The guy can't shter. I could move him away. How he could shter? We could hear that lumdus. Val, I could move him away. He can't shter. But what is the shlok? Amud, chutz na da'arichas of the Gemara. Hoyo mulach al geha be'amud, the bo'acher. And he took it. Kame koni basre loy koni. Or the kame obi koini because Yochel and Nasko. Yochel and Nasko can't make kinyonit. So I'm saying, then lechure, the writer, the Havamina is gishmak lefitei sarosh, but the maskona say gemore is very shlo lefitei sarosh. Maskona say gemore is very shlo lefitei sarosh. Lechure, lechure, all gifrekt. Lechure, all gifrekt lefitei sarosh. If you're saying that dear, it's not a maisekin in munach alamud, only here when it's a shter. So we'll have to say a big chiddush lefitei sarosh. That even b'munach al ha'amud, be'etzem it's a kinyan with a shter. It's called a agbar with a shter. That'll be a big chiddush. How to explain it in the Gemara. Now again, it's another ori b'pshat. We'll see the Gemara inside. V'hod rabavohu b'dusi. תלויסי מאוך איטלי שמונח אז חצוי על גבי קרקע וחצוי על גבי עמוד ובאחר והגביע חצוי מעל גבי קרקע ובאחר והגביע חצוי מעל גבי עמוד וכנמי דקאמר קוני ובסר לקוני אויל ויוכל לנסקו ולבי אצלוי אלא הוד הרבבו ובדוסו יצטוס and here the hour is Frank the Nasivis why such a ריחס just ask the Kasha אלו מעטו, הויסו על גבי עמוד ובו אחר והגביע חציו, וכי קונו. What? So כן זיין, אין לך נמי, the Gemara could have asked, but you'll say, maybe אין לך נמי is קונו, who said that not? So it takes to ask the kasha. קצת קושה, מילולון שלו יחלק רבבו הוא אף בזה? Maybe Rabbi Vohu holds when something is ala amud and you pick it up, you coin out Yochel and Nasko. So at that the Gemara said, yeah, but what would be if one holds and then the other guy holds the kame koni basre loy koni? So the Rashi and the Shtayim Moichzim is mashma. Chag bekani kulo mishum diyad Yochel and Nasko. Im ken yesh chiluk b'shtayim sheigbiu mitziyah zeh mikan zeh mikan b'mokim gavoya b'mokim nomuch. ואיך לשני ראשי המונוחים בקרקע אין הגבוה של ראשון כהן לכלום שניוכל לנסקו להביא העסק מתוך שהוא תאיר וחומונו בקרקע כל מה שהוא נויסקי ומויש ראח וניגר הוא על גבי קרקע ואיך לדאיכל מראשי הגבויה ובראש העמוד על גבי עמוד במקביע תחיל לו ראש על גבי עמוד כל הכולו וענן לו יש כחון תונה דמפני תתנה דנה רייט את דם So from that the Gemara has a raya that Yochel and Nasko doesn't help. So Rashi Be'etzem L'cheure is trying to answer what is this arichas of the Gemara. So the Gemara we have two hours. Lefi Rashi, what is the Hava Mina Gemara that Yochel and Nasko helps? Lefi Tesarosh, we understand that it doesn't help. And we understood very Gishmak the Hava Mina. But what is the Gemara's Kasha? From Amut? Near Taka, it's not a Maisak boy. It's not only a shtar. We are not like that, that it is a shtar. And then why is such a arichas in the Gemara? Why the Gemara doesn't write it? Stop. Let the Gemara to write. Elo me'ato, oyu al gabi amud, v'mosha rochinami, delo ikono, avada is koine. This is the kash. What's that? Thank you.